What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
I've lived in my district where my address is located today for 30 plus years, and so I'm very familiar with the district. District 13 is approximately 10 square miles. We've got 12,000 plus registered voters. I've got 24,000 plus people that live in that district. For you that are kind of unfamiliar with where that district is located, Minnesota Avenue runs down the middle of the district, with Cliff Avenue being the east boundary, Western Avenue being the west boundary, approximately 17th Street north, and approximately 85th Street on the south. That's what borders borders of my district. Now, located within that district, I have the Robert Frost, Patrick Henry, and Lincoln High School. Also, there are some Washington High School precincts within that district, and along with Lincoln County, which would include some of the Harrisburg School District. Within that district also is Augustana College. So it's a very affluent district. I have a population base that ranges from lower income people to very higher income people. So it's quite a diverse district. It's a very good district, and I know a lot about that district.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic you want the legislature to address?
I'm very concerned about high taxes, and I think that in the state of South Dakota, we again this year ran with a balanced plus surplus budget, and I would like to keep it that way. I've been active in many things in Sioux Falls. I've also been out to the legislature out in Pierre doing some things with the South Dakota Beer Wholesalers Association, so I'm not unfamiliar with the processes of what happens out in Pierre during the legislative session. Some of my beliefs: I believe in balanced budgets. I believe in the right to work. I am a pro-life guy. I believe that life does start at conception. I believe that we need quality medical and long-term care for our senior citizens. I'm very active with the seniors in Sioux Falls and in my district, and I just feel it's very important that we make sure that our senior citizens are taken care of. I'm very active with the veterans in our community as well. And we need to take care of these guys. I mean, freedom is not free. And these gentlemen and ladies gave part of their lives so that we would have the freedoms that we have today.
Is there legislation or solutions that you would like to bring forward?
I always feel that the state of South Dakota is probably the best state in the union to live in. And the city of Sioux Falls is absolutely fantastic. I believe that less government promotes business. Business promotes jobs. Jobs bring in people, and people are the asset to this state and to this community. So I think that, less government, keeping the tax bases low, there are ways to work around things to get them paid for without having to increase taxes, and I believe that we can do that. One other issue that's always kind of been in my, foresight is that when there is a tax increase, that tax, that increase that was budgeted to go towards a certain entity in the state of South Dakota, that money goes there. And so that's some things that I'll be working with, and hopefully after the election, if I get elected on November the 8th, that I can work with out there at the state of South Dakota.